After years of putting off building maintenance and vehicle replacements, the city of Phoenix is considering some large requests from the police and fire departments. During a council work study session yesterday, both chiefs laid out their infrastructure needs. KJZZ's Christina Estes was there, and she joins me. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
So how much money are we talking about here?
Well, the estimate for both departments ranges from $485 million to $660 million. Those figures do not include new employees or new equipment.
So, okay, let's start with the police department. Its request was more than twice the fire department's request. What's the chief asking for?
Like the fire department, the police department is asking for a lot of vehicles to be replaced. The industry standard age for a patrol car is 5 years, and Phoenix says its average for a patrol vehicle is nearly 8 years. Police Chief Jerry Williams says more than 650 marked vehicles need to be replaced. Now, besides vehicles, the police department also has an aerial fleet. They use helicopters to support the officers on the ground, among other things, and some of those items need to be replaced, she says.
All right, so what about buildings? Police headquarters is not exactly the most modern facility, right?
That's right. It was built 44 years ago, and it is not technologically up to date. There are ongoing issues with leaking water pipes and foul odors. The rooftop helicopter landing pad can't be used. And it's not just that headquarters fails to meet the needs of its 700-some employees. Chief Williams says it also fails the public.
You walk into a lobby that has 8 bolted chairs, that has no ambiance whatsoever, and you speak through a teller window at the officers. If I want to report, I'm going to tell you to go to 17th Street and Grant. Is that customer service? I don't think so.
She wants to see a new headquarters where people can get police reports and file complaints and where crime victims can get services. The chief also wants to see a new downtown precinct and major overhauls for the Maryvale and Cactus precincts.
All right, Christina, how about the fire department? How many new stations does the chief want there?
Chief Kara Kalkbrenner wants to see one station replaced. It happens to be the city's oldest, and it's located at 47th Street and Thomas. And she wants to see at least 2 new stations built. She told council members Phoenix has 10 stations that are more than 50 years old. The chief says today's equipment is significantly larger and doesn't fit in the older stations. And there's another issue most people may not think of, but one that she experienced firsthand.
Additionally, 50 years ago, we did not have female firefighters on the job. So stations were not built for privacy. They had one bathroom and one common dorm area. An interesting story, one of our fire stations, Station 7 was a booter 34 years ago, had one bathroom, and there was 8 of us assigned to it. So oftentimes in the morning at shift change, I couldn't get into the restroom. So I would go to the Circle K around the corner to use the restroom.
Chief Kalkbrenner also says the majority of the department's 617 vehicles need to be replaced. For her and Chief Williams, the vehicle replacements are about both money and safety. Millions of tax dollars are spent every year on vehicles that have reached the end of their useful life, according to industry standards. And of course, the city wants its firefighters and police officers using safe, reliable vehicles.
Now, recently, Christina, the council listed public safety infrastructure as a strategic priority. How did these presentations go over?
Mayor Thelda Williams called this meeting, and she said the need is great, cannot be ignored any longer. Vice Mayor Jim Waring zeroed in on the fact that personnel and equipment were not included in the roughly $500 million estimate. His point being, it's difficult to make decisions about a new building when you don't know how much it's going to cost for the extra people and equipment. So both police and fire are going to work on getting those full costs to the council.
And was there any discussion about how these infrastructure needs would be paid for?
Nothing definitive. At the beginning of the meeting, Mayor Williams sounded like she expected a bond election would likely take place. The soonest that could happen would be November of next year. But toward the end of the meeting, Councilman Sal DeCiccio, who participated by phone, suggested the city has plenty of other options, including using money currently earmarked for light rail. He also mentioned looking at impact fees. Those are commonly charged to developers to help cover the costs of infrastructure.
I can only talk for myself. The impact fees in my district are quite low. They have not kept up with the capital needs of the city of Phoenix.
Now, Christina, this was a work study session. No action was taken. So what happens next?
The city's budget office will come up with various financing options and is expected to present the information to the council before the end of this year.
All right. Certainly plenty to keep our eyes on there. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thanks.
You're welcome.